Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is sponsored by fine people like Roland Ledger.
This is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast. This Time Tomorrow, The Move.
Now, the time has nearly come. You watch the setting sun. This time tomorrow, I'll be gone. Here, nothing could be bad. No one to feel sad. This time tomorrow, looking back.
The death knell sounds tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And this time tomorrow.
I'd really rather not do this time tomorrow. We've already put this off for 2 days because of internet and electronical issues. So now that we finally cobbled things together, let's just do it today.
Yeah, let's just get this done.
Yeah.
That's coming to be my attitude as well after all the problems that I've had on my end too. Let's get this done.
Yes.
Well, I got it done.
Mm-hmm.
I got it listened to. And happily, I wouldn't say it's a bouncy tune, but it seems like even back in 1969, Let's Be Friends was not the best thing in the world. It's a song about a guy who's about to friend zone his girlfriend. Because those are the lyrics, this time tomorrow, we'll be friends. Talking about leaving and everything else and getting out and don't worry, we'll still be friends. The sequel came 13 years later with Alanis Morissette and You Oughta Know.
No, that's way more than 13. Because I was born in 1969.
Oh yeah, I was on the ASU radio at that time. So I think the album came out in 94. She got popular in 95.
Yeah.
But anyway... Our math isn't mathing, but the joke still stands.
Yeah, jokes always get funnier when you have to use math to explain them.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Song itself, though, I really enjoyed. I thought it was a good companion piece to Curly. They didn't try to do something weird and experimental and completely out there as a B-side of a happy little pop song. They just did something a little bit more somber. Just a I'm Leaving You song, and it fits as part of the single. Even though it's on the reissue bonus tracks on Shazam, this was otherwise just on this single at first. It was not on the album.
It's not weird to say that The Move has done some weird songs. You said this one isn't weird. I think this one is weird. This one is really weird. For The Move to do such a mainstream, somber, quiet song, that's weird. This seems really out of character for The Move. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I never would have expected something that sounds so much like, well, a lot of it reminded me of Chad and Jeremy, yeah. Like most of humanity, A Summer Dream. Summer song, A Summer Song. Is the one that came to mind.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze.
It also reminds me of the tamer early Beatles. I mean, the obvious comparison is And I Love Her.
And I Love Her.
There are parts of it that kind of remind me of a couple of songs from Beatles for Sale, I'll Follow the Sun.
And now the time has come, and so my love, I must go.
And there's parts of it that kind of trips off What You're Doing. I think it's that bongos that carry through it that kind of reminds me of the drum riff in What You're Doing, which I will play a snippet of the Hubcap and the Wheels version, because if I play the snippet from the Beatles version, then YouTube will silence it. But it's okay, because Hubcap and the Wheels did it exactly the same as the Beatles did on purpose.
So, this is how it ends.
So, as for me, for the song, And I Love Her was always boring to me, except for the anthology version. I liked that one. I do love I'll Follow the Sun. What You're Doing to Me, okay. A Summer Song, nice, not bad, okay. So for me, I'm not all that crazy about the song. I do like the guitar solo, the forward one. And then at the one at the end that goes backwards. But in the end, the song as a whole didn't really set my skirt on fire. Oh, and their new bass player, Rick Price, sings lead on this.
Now, one thing that I noticed about it is it's very similar in tone and sound to another 60s band, which was Manfred Mann. Of course, they only had two major hits here in the U.S. Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy and then The Mighty Quinn.
Right, in the 60s, yeah.
In the 60s, yeah. I'm not talking about the Earth Band. I'm talking about Manfred Mann initially. One of their songs, though, is called Come Tomorrow. And sounds very, very similar to this one. Even though it doesn't have that line, we'll be friends. It's another kind of leaving song. Down to minor key and everything.
If the song of the songbird could replace my wrong word, then my dear, that's the song I would borrow.
Which I think might have been kind of an influence on this one. I don't know if anybody in Manfred Mann wrote it, because most Manfred Mann stuff, even later on as Earth Band, they didn't write. But yeah, it's very similar to this one, and that's what it reminded me of, which wouldn't surprise me since they were a bigger band in the UK than they were ever in the US.
Well, I'm not laying it all on Manfred Mann, and I know you're not either. But I think there was a style in the late 60s of, well, maybe not the world, but music just mellowing out.
True.
Because the Turtles did You Showed Me.
You showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way.
They said they were musically parodying, I guess a style parody, the mellow stuff that was coming out of California, like the association Never My Love.
You say you fear I'll change my mind, I won't require you. Never my love, never my love.
So I think that's where this is all. It's a move. The psychedelic thing was big in 66, 67, and that's where the move was. And I was going to say, and now that this mellow sound is sort of coming in, that's where they went. But I have to thank our YouTube subscriber, TonyS9102. Thank you. After last week when I went off some rant about how it's so hard to find any kind of information about the move or any of that, he posted a comment and he said, hey, there's a whole big article covering Roy Wood, where they interview Roy Wood, and he gives all kinds of information. It was in the Trouser Press from 1981 or 82, I think. And he said, hey, the PDF for every issue is here. And he told me exactly which one. And this has been great. It's like, oh my God, I wish I had this last week. I wish I had this the last couple years that we've been doing this. So what was going on is that Tony Secunda wasn't the manager of the move anymore. It says here in the article, by the time the next single, Curly, we'd changed management. We'd been sold to this guy who managed the Marmalade, and it sort of rubbed off. He wanted to do a clean up the move campaign.
Oh boy.
And he wanted something really poppy.
Well, they gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Someone got in touch with Mike Hurst, who was producing Cat Stevens. And from there it goes on to say that this explains why last week, why would Roy Wood and Bev Bevan have a problem with Curly? And then why is this song so unmove-like, where it's so calm and mellow and more like the mainstream at the time? Well, there you go.
Right.
They had new management who wanted to make the move a friendly little band you shouldn't be afraid of.
Yeah, well, I think that was usually the way of saying, I'm serious, and this is going to be a serious song, is you add a little bit of an acoustic guitar, and then you do it in minor key. See? We're serious now.
Yes, and I will give it this. That Idol Race song that I tore to shreds, I think we both did. It was the B-side, yes. Where we just, this is too serious, and we're going to be serious. At least this is serious without being so, this is us being serious.
Yeah, exactly. This song, though? Yeah, no, this song didn't suddenly sound like, okay, let's get with it now. I think the only idea was, let's at least put some clever lyrics to this thing if we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe after all the happy pop stuff on the first one, we got to get a little bit of a contrast for the second side. I don't believe more than that thought was put into it or anything of, this is going to be our lasting legacy of...
No.
That sounds more like, let's get this done with and fire this guy.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It was something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
He wants us to do it. Let's just do it, and maybe he'll leave us alone, and maybe we can find somebody else who'll let us do the unusual stuff that we do.
Got something to say about this time tomorrow? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
What does it sound like, the Badgers?
The doctor is in. This is Dr. Troy. My thoughts on This Time Tomorrow. I love it. It's a nice piece of 60s psychedelia with a samba feel added into it. I love the way they do the backing vocals on this song. I'm always commenting about how good the Moves backing vocals are. But they do something here that I have never heard before. They harmonize only on the last word of each verse. If you noticed that. And I thought that was pretty unique, pretty cool. Looking at the album cover, Rarities and Hits, or Hits and Rarities, Carl Wayne looks a little bit like David Bowie on the cover of the album. And that got me to thinking, I think this song would have fit into Bowie's early period. I mean, before Ziggy Stardust, before all that, when he was recording a bunch of singles that kind of had a psychedelic feel to him. I think it may have fit on Hunky Dory, too. And there's one more thing. Near the end of the chorus, they mention something about maybe we can just be friends. Hey guys, I hate to break the news to you, but I'm sorry, that doesn't work. I know Todd Rundgren once asked, can we still be friends? But I think he was being ironic, because I think Todd Rundgren would know. No, it doesn't work. And please don't point to Jerry and Elaine from Seinfeld. I mean, come on, really. Did that ever really work? Talk to you next week.
Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375. 3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read and reply to it on the show. Keep up to date by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube page, the Electric Light Orchestra Podcast Channel, to hear other goodies. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELOPod or PayPal using the podcast's email address, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 1932, Superior, Arizona 85173. Next week, Sea of Dreams.